Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, a little opera to get you going on your Monday morning. I know it's Monday well, for everybody
that's
today.
That's not technically opera, but...
Well, okay. Oh, boy, here we go. Guess who's in the house? Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing.
Oh, it's a new year.
It's a new year. Come on now.
Yes.
Let's put that curmudgeon away.
Be kind.
Come on, be kind. Look at him. He's smiling this morning. You must have had the right kind of coffee. I'm trying to help everybody get started today, Malcolm. I'm changing the definition of pep talk, Pensacola Expert Panel today, to peppy. Be peppy. Help this folks get going today.
The holiday lasted forever.
I agree.
I feel like it was a year ago that I was...
it's very long.
Yeah.
Well, it's weird having Christmas Eve and Christmas in the middle of the week.
Ago.
Yeah. So clever.
Yes.
So quick. But yeah, it was because when it sort of fell on the middle of the week. So we found ourselves taking, some people took the days before Christmas off or the days after. But then you had New Year's Eve also fell in the middle.
Yes.
So it's kind of a weird, it was a lot of folks, I think, did take a full 2 weeks off.
Yes.
So not me, but, you know, unfortunately, I was out sick for part of that time, which was not fun. And take care of yourselves today. There's definitely, it's been in the news. There's definitely some kind of strange flu that's out there. So just, you know, take a little extra vitamin C, you know, make sure that you're eating properly, get enough rest. And if somebody is sitting at work coughing next to you, avoid them at all costs. Just avoid them. So take care of yourself. But January 5th, Malcolm, New Year, 2026.
New Year. Did you make any New Year's resolution?
I used to, but I don't anymore. I try to, so I'm still in the process of, I like to select a word for the year that gives me a sense of what the year will be about. So I think a couple of years ago, courage was my word. And I would think about that as I would approach different things throughout the year. Last year's was gratitude. Just every day, just trying to think, even on my worst day, grumpiest, most Eeyore-ish day, think of one thing I could be grateful for.
You never have a grumpy day.
Oh, honey, tell me. Are you kidding?
Well, if you do, I don't see them very often, that's for sure.
Well, you know, I try not to impose my dark side on the world. But I think we all, don't you think we all have that? I mean, we all have our moments.
Yeah, of course we do.
So
for me, I'm a little grumpy first thing in the morning.
I'm not a morning person. I'm really not. And it's funny that I did morning shows for years. In fact, my morning show partner one day said, "You really don't wake up till 9, do you?" but yeah, I mean, I'm better as I've gotten older, but used to be this person that would just not even talk to you. So I have gotten better about that.
I hadn't really thought about a word for the year, but
it's kind of a nice concept. Because
maybe kinder.
Kindness. Could be
kindness,
your,
yes.
Yeah, kindness could be your word.
Maybe we need to be kinder.
Kinder, yeah. So it's one of those things where it's for yourself. You don't have to tell anybody. And it's just something that it sort of, I don't know, for lack of a better word, colors the year. You see it for the big picture. And then you try to apply it on a daily or hourly basis. Something that's going to motivate you or help you. Like for some people, I have a friend that her word, which I thought was kind of nice, hope.
I think we need that.
Yeah, I thought that was a good one to stay in a place of hope, of being hopeful rather than the negative. We get bombarded with so much negativity.
Yeah, I've stopped doing the, you know, lose weight, drink less, eat better. It lasts until about the 10th of January.
To answer your question, it's a long-winded answer, but to answer your question, that's why I kind of gave those up.
Yeah.
But I still am mindful. It is a chance to start afresh. So I did overindulge in the holidays, I'll admit it. So I really am going to kind of consciously cut back now. I mean, I give my permission to enjoy all the cakes and the cookies and all that stuff, but now's the time to kind of get back to reality. Salads and stuff, but yeah.
I must say I did pretty well over Christmas. I did not overindulge. I had some joint problems, and they thought at first was gout.
Oh, no. Oh, gosh.
And gout is too much meat.
Is it related to sugar at all?
Yes, it is, I think. But it's mainly, apparently, purines, which is certain kinds of fish and meat, and I think dairy products too.
Really? Okay.
So I cut back on all of those.
Do you feel better?
Well, it turned out not to be gout.
Oh, no. Yeah. So now did you feel better when you cut back?
But I certainly felt better.
See? So maybe that's something to look at.
I think it turns out to be the arthritis.
Oh,
One that catches us all eventually, I guess.
Absolutely. That's just a normal. I think that's normal.
Yeah.
Pretty normal. So, but that's probably good news then.
Yeah.
It's not gout.
Yeah. Actually, I'm. You know, for an old guy, I'm feeling pretty darn good. I've, unlike many people, I got warning signs of health issues, and I listened to it, and I was able to avoid, you know, in terms of heart conditions and things like that.
That's true, because you've had some issues there. What are some of the warning signs, by the way? You know that they say January is one of the highest months for heart attacks, believe it or not?
Yes. The whole Christmas New Year period, I think, is. Sometimes we tend to ignore chest pain, angina.
I always think it's because I've got indigestion.
Indigestion, or I strained playing tennis or whatever it might be. And I was getting it for some time. And eventually I went to see the doctor, and it turned out to be, a pretty hefty blockage.
Oh my goodness.
So I was able to get it fixed without having an event. So I'm very grateful for that.
Yeah, that's one
of the lucky ones. But if you do get any kind of chest pains, it doesn't hurt just to go to the doctor and get a checkup. Mm-hmm. Above all, I think have your cholesterol checked.
Right. That's very important.
Yes, because that's really the...
Well, and they have some medications now that can help with that, it's just amazing how far we've come. But I think it's called Repatha, and it's something that helps bring your cholesterol down now, which is to me, that's miraculous.
Yeah, as with all drugs, there are side effects, statin drugs in particular.
True.
But it kind of beats the alternative.
Right.
And, of course, lifestyle changes. Mm-hmm. They always throw that at us. Well, lifestyle changes will help. Well, of course it will. It's a lot easier said than done.
Well, I was talking about if I'm going to have a New Year's resolution, what I really want to do this year is to start walking more. I mean, just including that in my day, not because I'm trying to make certain mileage or anything like that. Just to walk, just take a walk, get outside and take a walk for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, just keeping it really that simple.
I think not only is it good for your physical, your body, but I think it's great for your mind too. Just to go walk.
No phone.
Yeah, just walk around the neighborhood, smile at the neighbors, say hi. Mm-hmm. But it gives you time to think and clearly, and just helps with mental health.
I think so. So that's if I was going to have one, that is something I'm going to try to do. I didn't really make it a resolution because as soon as I say resolution, I get defiant. So I just, no, I'm not going to do that. Yeah. That's too healthy. But that's my plan. That's one of the things. So.
Yes.
All right, well, we're going to talk about Ballinger Publishing here.
Well, let's talk a little bit about downtown.
Okay, well, you know what? Hold that thought. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back and talk about all the exciting changes for the new year for downtown Pensacola. If you've got a comment or question, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing. Good Monday morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Malcolm Ballinger is here with Ballinger Publishing. And before we went to break, we were talking about things to look forward to in the new year, where we're at now and as we start back to work. And one of the changes now, well, first of all, the kids are out today, so they have one more day. I'm really jealous. The kids in Escambia, Santa Rosa County have one more day. Our teachers, who we love, hats off to you, have a planning day today. So they're back at work. But today is the first day of the closing of Palace Fox Street and the construction downtown.
Yes.
So is that from Main to South? I should probably look that up.
It goes all the way from Garden to Main, but I'm not sure if all of it is closed. I know that at least from Garden to Government, I think is closed.
Okay. I'll try to get the research department on that. Make sure we give you the accurate. This is a new station, so I apologize. I should have this information for you, but I will definitely go to our sources and find out exactly. Or if someone knows, you can always text it in to me at 850-437-1620. Yeah. But just so you know, when I hear that, I'm avoiding Palafox. until I kind of find out.
Well, you know, I've been a...
But I want to support the businesses.
I've been a critic of of the renovation.
Right.
But that's behind us now.
It's done.
I don't like it's done. Now we've got to make the best of it. And the good news is for most of the businesses on Palafox Street, there is a rear entrance off Jefferson or Balin.
Right.
So it doesn't completely block them off.
Right.
And so you should not be discouraged from going downtown. Just remember that you may have to take a little bit of a different route in terms of how you enter the establishment. Jefferson Street, several of the restaurants at the north end have rear entrances. And, of course, across the street from Balin Street, there are back entrances through the breezeway, et cetera.
Right. I just double-checked with the research department, known as Google. Palafox Street is closed to cars between Garden Street and Main Street initially. So that's the first part of it. And the timeline, of course, is that they hope to finish the main Palafox section by late May 2026, so by May. But I think they're doing it in increments, is my understanding.
Yes.
So, but the sidewalks will remain open, it says. Cars cannot park, of course, on Palafox. Mm. But you can find ways, as you said, from behind the stores, side streets. And, you know, do we want to encourage folks to do whatever we can to support the businesses on Palafox during this transition?
Yes.
Because anything that we can do to keep them in business and to not forget about them as we go forward.
Well, as you know, the transformation of downtown has been pretty phenomenal over the last 25 years. We've come a long way. We don't want to take a step back. So support the business.
There you go. That's exactly right. I'm still looking up to see if I have any more details about what's happening today as I look this up. It's from Garden Street on the northern side and Main Street on the southern side. And that is the beginning of not a whole lot more. Where can I park? The city, this is good news. The city is making 412 city-owned paid parking spaces near Palafox Street free, for the duration of the project. So that's good news.
Yes.
DC Reeves, mayor, said the city would likely just allow free parking without any kind of time limit to see how it goes. And then if there is a problem with turnover, then they may limit it to 2 to 4 hours. But for right now, it's unlimited. So that's good news. That'll help a lot. And it looks like they're hoping to have this finished by July 3rd, this section. So it is going to be a good while.
Yes.
So, okay. Well, be aware of that and do what you can to help those businesses.
Yes.
Malcolm.
Yes. Okay. Do whatever you can to help them.
Okay. Yeah. So we have, let's get back to Ballinger Publishing. We have the new issue of Downtown Crowd.
Go ahead. We'd better give away some Ice Flies tickets.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, we won't have time.
That's right. Okay. This is not for this weekend, though,
This is for January the 16th, which is a Friday evening.
Okay.
And it is country night.
Oh.
So I imagine you have to wear your cowboy hat, boots.
Yeah, I would think so.
And jeans and...
country. Wear your country.
Country, yeah.
Go country. Okay, that sounds like fun.
And then next week, we'll give away the tickets to the Saturday night.
Okay.
Which is our all-time favorite, the Wiener Dog Races.
Okay.
In fact, I'm undecided if I should give them away or if I should go myself because I love that.
Oh, see, there you go. That's tough.
Yes.
So what we're giving away today then will be for Friday night, January 16th, which is country night.
Yeah.
All right, what do we have to do to win the tickets?
You have to text your name, email address, and phone number if you wish, because I can text them to you or I can email the tickets to you.
Okay.
And you just have to answer a simple question, which I haven't thought of yet.
Oh, Malcolm.
Hey, this is the new year.
Goodness. Well, we just got an interesting text, and we were talking about parking, and Bruce sent this in, which is a great suggestion, and I love it, Bruce. Thank you. He says, you can park on Spring Street and then get some steps in walking to Palafox.
Oh, yes.
Clever. I like that.
Yes,
okay.
Yes,
as we're talking about getting those steps in. Okay.
Yes.
What's your question?
The question is...
Keep it simple. It's Monday morning.
Well, I was going to ask a question about the opera, because the upcoming event, but that would be too difficult.
It might be a little bit. Right now, with everyone just getting up out of bed and back to work.
Everybody's still sort of in a haze from food and drink. Okay, let's think. We have to come up with a really... Here's an Old Faithful.
Okay.
Everybody knows the answer to this one. We've used it so many times.
Okay.
When we get backed into a corner. The Bay Center, of course, is where they play.
Right.
But there is another, I guess nickname would be the right expression for it. It's called The Something.
Oh, boy. Okay. All right.
And it is not totally unrelated to the name of the hockey team.
Okay.
I think I'm only confused.
I'm drawing a blank, but okay.
Yeah, my guess is empty.
Scary look on my face.
Yeah. The name, everybody but Meg.
Okay, probably knows the answer to this. 850-437-1620. If you know the answer to the question of what they call the Bay Center, other than the Bay Center.
When it's the ice rink.
When it's the ice rink. Okay, very good.
And the Ice Flyers are playing.
Okay, so include your name, the name of the place, at 850-437-1620.
Email address.
And your email, and we got it.
Phone number if you wish.
Okay, we're going to announce the winner when we come back from the break, and we've got about 5 minutes to do that. So do text it in right now, 850-437-1620. What number text do you want with the right answer?
Number one.
Okay.
The fastest finger.
You got it. All right, we'll be back with Pep Talk in just a minute. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Malcolm Ballinger is here with us, and we have a winner. Congratulations to Tim Williams. He won the tickets to see the Ice Pilots. Ice Flyers, thank you very much, coming up on Friday, January 16th. So not this Friday, but the next Friday. And the answer was, Malcolm?
The answer was The Hangar.
The Hangar.
And everybody in Pensacola but Meg knew the answer to that.
As soon as I saw it, I went, oh, of course, The Hangar. I got it. Yes. I got it.
So enjoy the game.
It should be fun. Yeah. Yes. And it's a country night.
Country night.
So that should be interesting. It's four tickets, right?
Four tickets.
Yeah, which
my
is awesome.
Tickets, great tickets. You can do the two-step and enjoy yourself.
I love it. It's going to be fun.
And if somebody scores three goals, you can do the hat trick. You can throw your cowboy hat into the ring. So you never know.
You never know. But I would not sure I'd want to throw my cowboy hat in. Most cowboys value their hats, right?
I once went to a game in Philadelphia where that happened, and everybody threw the hat in, but I didn't throw mine in. I said, no, you're not having my hat. It was a cold night. No, right? No, thank you.
Yeah, there's certain sacrifices that are not going to happen.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Well, anyway, congratulations. And Malcolm is great. Typically, every week he's on Mondays and mornings, comes in around 9:30-ish. And usually when it's Ice Flyers season, does give away some tickets. So that's always a good thing. So we appreciate you doing that. Makes it fun.
I'm happy that people can enjoy and have a little family night and
there you go.
Have some fun.
All right. Well, one of your other favorite things is the opera. So that's
yes, coming up is La Traviata.
Yes.
One of my favorites, actually.
That's actually one of my favorites.
Yes.
And I don't know a lot of opera, but that is one that I'm familiar with.
It kind of has a sad ending, but...
Does any opera have a happy ending? I don't know of any opera that has a happy ending. God.
Well... You never know. This time she might survive.
Sure. I don't know. It's kind of like Carmen. I don't know.
Yeah.
Very doubtful. All right. Thank you so much, Malcolm, for being here this morning. This is Pep Talk. If you want to find out more about the Ballinger Publishing publications, you can go to ballingerpublishing.com.